With 20 years on the police force, Brian Owens was sworn in by Mayor Patrick Madden as Troy's new chief of police on Wednesday. Owens replaces John Tedesco, who retired in January after four decades on the force. Owens, who is 43, began his first full day on the job Thursday. He shared with WAMC his message to the people of the Collar City.
I would like for everyone in the city to just understand the men and women of the Troy Police Department are extremely capable and dedicated, and our concern is for the safety and well-being of the public. And we want to continue to improve on those things that make people feel safer in their homes, neighborhoods, and businesses.
The Troy Police Department has been dogged recently by a string of controversies. Two detectives were indicted on charges after a probe into the city's drug unit, accused of trying to cover up a search of a home without a warrant. In January, the New York Attorney General's office criticized the city police department over its handling of a fatal police-involved shooting and the subsequent investigation. Owens seeks to build closer relationships with those who may not trust the department.
It will take time. Certainly, if we make a promise, we have to keep it. If we make a mistake, we have to admit it. If there's a chance for us to get better at what we do, we need to make those improvements.
Joining Chief Owens are two new assistant chiefs. Captain Dan DeWolf was promoted to assistant chief on Wednesday. A swearing-in will be held in the future for Captain Christopher Keene. Democratic Mayor Patrick Madden says the department's new leaders come from a different era of police training. Madden said he shares a philosophy with Chief Owens about emphasizing the community policing model.
At one point in time, Troy was nationally recognized for its community policing initiatives. I'd like to bring us back to that. I'm not saying that we've discarded that, but I don't know that we've kept as current on that as I would like.
Madden also joins a chorus of city leaders who would like to see the expansion of technology in the department. Owens, who is experienced in technology, previously worked on rolling out the city's street camera program, a project he hopes to expand. City Council Technology Chair Anasha Cummings and Council President Pro Tem said he hopes to see the city and police force operate as efficiently and effectively as possible.
You know, certainly we're looking into some of the recommendations out of the Attorney General's report around body cameras and some other process improvements.
Republican City Council President Carmela Mantello is also pledging her support to Owens and the police force that she called second to none.
I am committed to ensuring that the City Council provides those tools and those resources that are needed for the chief and the department to move forward.
Mantello also hopes to see Owens boost department morale. For more stories on the city of Troy, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.